Shoer Shoy Sohoroseshle Begdusha Filegdosa Begdusha. You have a girl that his parents, when they became pregnant, she was still a Goy, the father was a Goy. And then the mother was Mizgaya, she became a Jew, before she gave birth. So that's considered Hoyrosa Shle Begdusha. When she became pregnant, she was still a Goy. But Filegdosa Begdusha, at the time when the kid was born, the mother was already a Jew. And Rashi speaks out the klali that really the whole girl should is a guy or any girl when he becomes a Jew to cut in shenelad achshav. If this is really born right now, and therefore his mother, his father is not really a relative to him. And let's say he has a sister that later was born when he was still a girl, and later she was also a guy. So now lemaisa really midiraisa he would be allowed to marry his sister. Because since he's Mizgai, he's like a Jew, he's like a new person, he has no kuvah to his old relatives. But it's only midirabbanan that we say the person, this Jew, was still usa to his relatives, that he would have been us if he would have still been a guy. And it's a sfor midirabbanan that shleyem, the people should not say, listen, when he was a guy, he was usa to live with his sister. And now that he becomes a Jew, he's mitzvah to live with his sister, like it's sitting, you're coming, Megdisha Chamin, Megdisha Kala. So more of the people should not say that. The Rabbanan made it that the same Nisuyim this person had when he was a Goy, he still has now when he's a Jew. And therefore it says that Yesh Loi Shavim, any Mishpacha that he has from his mother's side, it's an Ezra. But the Yesh Loi Shavim, if he only has a Mishpacha from his father, that's not called a Mishpacha. We'll soon see why not. We'll learn that from Sukkim. Hakeit said, how is this? Nosa Achais Simenein. Let's say later on, he wants to marry his sister that he had from the same mother that his mother had. So, even though his sister is also Mizgaya, so Midiraisa now this person is allowed to marry her, because the Gersh and Mizgaya and Kotin Shneur Gomit, they're not really considered sisters, but since if he would have remained a Goy, he would be also to marry his sister, so now also Midirabon is also to marry his sister. So Yaitzi, the Lachur is, he has to give her get. What about Minav? He wants to marry now his sister that was only a sister from the same father, but not from the same mother. So Lechur is he came, he's allowed to stay married to her. Again, his sister was a sister born when they were Goyim, and now they're both Mizgaya, and therefore they're Kuntshin Eridami, so they don't have any Din Mishpacha, so therefore now the brother is allowed to marry his sister from the same father. Achrei Sa'av Nina'im, let's say your father's sister, that the sister and brother from the same mother, is Yaitzei, she's also considered a kuvah to you, Namri Abonin, and you have to give a get. Minaav, let's say it's your father's sister, but only their sisters from the only brother and sister from the same father, but not from the same mother, you kayim, then you're allowed to marry her. Achaisaim, let's say your mother's sister, Minaim, from the same mother, Yaitzei. Now, if you marry her, you have to give her a get. Midi Abonin, you have to give her a get. Again, we're only talking about where they were going originally. So now, since they're Mizgaya, really Midirais is Kekot and Shanei Radomi, it's only Midirabonin, so we still have a bit of an error, that it's Yotzi. What about Achois Ein Minav? What's going to be if it's your mother's sister from only the same father, not from the same mother? Again, you have a mother, and in our case here, the mother was Mizgaya before she gave birth, and now she has this son. And so, the question is, can this son marry the mother's sister, that they're only sister from the same father, not from the same mother? But Rimei says, yes, that's also also. And you have to give her a get, that's also also with Rabbanim. However, the Choma say, no, Yikayim, you could stay married, because since it's only your sister from the same father, not from the same mother, there's no din, kurva, share of Yav, neger to a ger. And Rashi explains, Minu'av Yikayim, if it's only a relative from the same father, you're allowed to stay married. Rashi said, L'nesa Yisr Achfa Medinei Meyach Ela Minu'im. That's what you're asked to marry your brother or your sister if you're a boy, that's only from the same mother. But not that you're only from the same father. To assume the Pesach says that Ramadim has said, to Gam Omna, really it's true, Achaisi, that Sarah was his sister. Bas Ovihi, she's a daughter of my father. Achlei Basili, that she's not a sister from the same, not from the same mother. Alma, what do we see? That the Bas Av Shayulu, that really Avram was mitzvah to marry Sarah, even though she was a sister, But since she was not a sister from the same mother and from the same father, she's mutter. Udas ein l'shaila, but if she would have been a sister from the same mother, then she'd be yosa. So that's the klal by a benayach. He's only yosa to mishpacha through his mother, but not through his father. Now, this last case over here, where you have your mother's sister, and they're only sisters from the same father, why does Rabbi Meir say Yotzi? So Rashi says it's Gzeira Mishum Achosim in Aim. The Hebrew, the Shein Tzad, Shere Aim, can, even though they're only sisters from the same father, but since the Meir said to you, it's your mother's sister, so if it's still Gzeira, that she's blessed to you. The Chemists say, no, we don't make Gzeira Shikayim. And here the Brei sends off. That Shehoyu Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir used to say, "Kol ervah she mishum sherein, any type of an ervah, that's because of the name of the mother, Yotzei, by a ben Meir, the worker is, he has to give a get." But now that the person's mizgaya became a Jew, there's a gzera though that the same halacha should apply when he's a gay. The people shouldn't say, "Shle yomu," now that it became a Jew, it's more kal than the halacha the way it would have been if it's still a gay. Therefore, the same way when he was a girl, he'd be also to his relatives through the same mother, now also he's still also to them. But Mishum Shere Av, the son of Mishpacha through the same father, when you came, then you're allowed to stay married to them. And then Zorof, Rameh holds that, Umuta B'yeshes Achiv, you're allowed to marry your brother's wife, U'v'yeshes Achiyoviv, and the wife of your father's brother. V'yishar Kol HaRois, I'm not allowed HaRois, Mutaris Loi, that the mutter to a ben meich. The Romans by a ben meich, a real guy, he's allowed to marry his brother's wife. It means after the brother dies, he's allowed to marry her. The same thing that your uncle's wife, you're allowed to marry when your uncle dies. And the shah kol arois, all other arois, mutteris loy, is mutter to a ben meich. Lasi was to come to include Eishes Oviv, that your father's wife. In other words, any kuva that came through ishus, through marriage, that does not apply to a ben meich. So that means I see what else include ishus aviv, your father's wife that was not your mother, so a goy is mitzvah to his father's wife when the father dies or the father gave her get. Or by goy, if you say some separated. Now, nosa isha bito, let's say this person, a goy, wants to marry a wife, a lady, and his daughter, lochu is kainis achas, one of them you're allowed to stay married to, Omoitziachas, the one you have to get rid of. Lechatchila lo yikonis, but lechila you should not do this. Now, what does this mean? Lechila yikonis, you should not do. What are we talking about over here? So Rashi brings down the Gemara in Yevamos explains that this is going on the Hanach Yamon Yel Yikayim. That we said before, like if you marry your sister to the same father, that's what we say Yikayim. You're allowed to stay married. That's only the Yevad. If you married her already, then you're allowed to stay married to her. But lechatchila you should not do this. That's called Yechatchila Lo Yichnes. Now, Meisa Ishtoi, let's say your wife dies, Muta Bechamaisai, then you're allowed to marry your mother-in-law. By a goy is allowed to marry his mother-in-law. Yikit Yami, some say no, also Bechamaisai. He's also to marry his mother-in-law. Now, exactly what's Pshani Yikit Yami, what do they say? It's also Bechamaisai. So Rashi moves on, just to go on, you've almost explained. But our core point of the question is, over here it says over the name of Rabbi Meir, that Eishes Oviv, your father's wife, is mutter to a ben Meir. So this is the kashya before Rabbi Meir says, any erva that by a Jew, he's chayiv misa b'dayodam, applies to a ben Meir. The halacha is, Eishes Oviv, by a Jew, if you marry your father's wife, even after your father dies, you chayiv misa. So how come over here does Rabbi Meir hold that a goy is mutter with his father's wife? So the steer in Rabbi Meir? So when it says, Lekasha, say there's no steer here, Lekasha. Ho Rabbi Meir, leave it to Rabbi Eliezer, Ho Rabbi Meir, leave it to Rabbi Kiva. In other words, Rabbi Meir had two Rebbeim. He learned by Rabbi Eliezer, and he learned by Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Meir is saying over, according to each one of the Rebbeim, what the law would be. The Tanya would run like this. The Pasuk says, Al Kain Yazav Ish Es Oviv Yesimoi, the Dovak Bishter, the Pasuk says. It's talking about by Odom Rishon, that's by Adin of a Ben Nayach. So it says with Rashi like this. Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer says, Oviv, what does the Pasuk mean? I came Yazav Ish Es Oviv, go away from your father. But it's him you cannot marry. What does that mean? That means Achos Oviv. That means you're not a goy, you're not allowed to marry his father's sister. Imoy, what does it mean, your mother? Achos imoy. It means your mother's sister. She's also to a Benayach. A Benayach guy is also to marry his mother's sister. Okay, the Kibra, the Kibra says, no, that's not Shana Posik. Oviv means Eshes Oviv. That means that a guy is also to marry his father's wife. Okay, that's according to the first Rabbi Meir we had before. The Rabbi Meir before that said that all nieces, any erva by Yisrael that she's chayiv nisa for applies to a guy. When the Rabbi Meir said that, he's going to quote Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says here, Oviv means Eshes Oviv. That a guy is also mitzvah not to live with his father's wife. Imoy means Imoy Mamish, means a guy can't live with his mother. That's the Machlokes Harei Bashmas Pasuk Alkein Yazav Ish Es Oviv Yis Imoy. Then it says V'dovak, he live with a wife, and when Dashim the guy V'loy B'Zocher, he's not allowed to live, he can't have Mishka V'Zocher, a guy is mitzvah not to live with another man. B'Yishtoy, the Pasuk is V'dovak B'Yishtoy, so V'Dashim V'loy B'Yishis Chadeiroi, so the guy cannot live with his friend's wife. That's called the Bula Zbal, he can't live with his friend's wife. And the Pasuk says, V'hoyu the Boser Echod, he should come into one Boser. That means, Mishenasim Boser Echod. They only marry somebody that they can have children from. Yotze Behema, but a guy is not allowed to live with an animal, for Chai or a beast. Shenasim Boser Echod, you cannot have children. If a man lives with a Behema, the Behema will not become pregnant from an Adam. So that's also for Benayach. So the Kitzah, it's Machlokes for Reb Lezer, and the Kiva, Haradash, and the Posek, Ish Oviv Yimai. So therefore there's no seeing in Rabbi Meir. When Rabbi Meir said that any time there's a chiv nisa b'dayod by Yisrael, there's chayiv by a benayach, that's going according to Rabbi Kiva. And here in the Brisa, he said not like that, he said that she's muta. What Eishes Oviv, that goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. So Amma, what we just say, Rabbi Eliezer, why now Oviv? When the Pasuk says a guy has to stay away from his father, it means Achos Oviv. It means his father's sister. That's what's also to him. For the Mora Eimer, why don't we say Oviv Mamish? That it means Mamish, a guy can't live with his father, as Mishka Vezocher. So Gemara says, if so, Haimer Vedovak Vulei Vezocher. That will learn out from the other Joshua. The Rudashim Vedovak, a guy that he can't be with the Zocher. He can only live with an Akeva, not with the Zocher. For the Gemara Eimer, why doesn't we have a leather Dashim, Eishes Oviv? Why does he say when it says Oviv here, it means the father's wife? Gemara says the old Haimu B'Ishtoi V'Ledeshes Chaveiroi, like Manashach, like when your father's married to her, so she's a married lady, so she to the girl cannot marry her. Eina B'No, why don't you say rather Liachamisa? The Chiddush here is even after your father dies, still the girl cannot marry his father's wife. Gemara says no, Rabbi Blazer holds Dunya B'Imoi. The Pesach says Arkein Yazav Ish Es Oviv Yis Imoi. Just like the mother is the father. What does that mean? Ma ima, just like by the mother. To love ishus, it doesn't mean through ishus. It means the mother herself. Is af oviv, the love ishus. Also means the father himself without ishus, not because he got married to the lady. So therefore, what does it mean by the father himself? It means the father's sister. The father's sister is also to a guy. Okay, so that's where the beloved master is the word oviv. Now imoy, he dashin zachos imoy. It means that a guy cannot live with his mother's sister. Tiyayna ima mamish. Why don't we say the pasuk means mamish, the guy can't live with his mother? Someone says, Haina bishtay. V'loy deyeshes chadeira. Listen, close the mind your father's alive like. It's not worse than any married lady. So the Gemara says, good, but Tiyayna, let's say liyachamisa. Maybe the chiddush here of your mother is that you're also to live with her even after your father dies. Someone says, Reb Lezer holds, dimmi the other. The pasuk means, Arkein Yazav Ish Es Oviv Yis Imoy. Imoy is just like his father. Ma Oviv, the Lav Mamish, just like your father, does not mean you can't live with your father, that's not Shana Posik, is Af Imoy the Lav Mamish. The same thing when the Posik says you can't live with your mother, it does not mean your mother Mamish, but rather means your mother's sister. That's the Rebbe Lezer Dashan's Posik. So Ben Noyach is only Yosef to his father's sister or to his mother's sister, but not to his father's wife. Now Rabbi Kiva says no. Oviv, when the Pasuk said that Rabbi Meir is also to his father, it means Eshes Oviv. It means his father's wife. The aim of Rabbi Markasha, why do you say that? The aim of Oviv Mamish. Why don't we say the Pasuk is saying that a guy can't live with his father? Someone says also, Haim of Vodovak Vulei Bezocher. That learned out from the end of the Pasuk. It says Vodovak, the Rabbi Darshan only with a wife. and not with the zocher. So the more yochi is so, eishes aviv nami, haynu beishtev ledeishes chareiroi. So the same thing, why dashin aviv? Means your father's wife, that's considered eishes chareiroi. She's married right now, so pshita the goy is also to her. So when I said no, Rabbi Kiva meant to say, liyachemisa. So the chiddush is, al kein yazov ish es aviv, aviv means even after the father dies, still a ben melech is also to marry his father's wife. Even though it's not your mother, still it's also to ben melech. Now, how does the Kiva dashen the word imoi? Imoi mamish, that a guy cannot live with his mother. For the Gemara, haino v'yishtev lo v'yashish chaveroi, like half a minute when his mother's married, so pshita, she's not worse than any married lady. So when it says, imoi mamish osay, it means the case where your father did not marry you. Stan, your father was a manis, this lady, and she became pregnant. So she's not called a married lady. So therefore, the only reason why it's sussed is because she's your mother. That's how Rabbi Kiva dashens the posik. Now the Gemara says, the Mike Mithlagi, what's the machlokes from Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer holds, Oviv, Dumi, the Imoi, he dashens the father just like